Hello to the whole world, Kli. We're on a special broadcast from New York, rabbis in North America. We're reading the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Shamati articles. It's Shamati article 30. The most important is to only want to bestow. It's page 85 in the big Shamati book. So again, on the big Shamati book, page 85, Shamati 30, the most important is to want only to bestow. The most important is to not want anything except to bestow because of his greatness. Because any reception is flawed. It is impossible to exit reception, but only to take the other extreme, meaning bestowal. The moving force, meaning the extending force, and the force that compels to work, is only his greatness. One must think that, ultimately, the efforts and the labor must be made. But through these forces, one can yield some benefit and pleasure. In other words, one can please a limited body with one's work and effort, which is either a passing guest or an eternal one, meaning that one's energy remains in eternity. This is similar to a person who has the power to build a whole country, and he builds only a hut that is ruined by a strong wind. You find that all the forces were wasted. However, if one remains in Kedusha, sanctity, then all the forces remain in eternity. It is only from this that one should receive one's basis from the work, and all other bases are disqualified. The force of faith is sufficient for one to work in the form of bestowal. It means that one can believe that the Creator receives one's work, even though one's work is not so important in one's eyes. Nevertheless, the Creator receives everything. If one attributes the work to Him, He welcomes and wants all the works, however they are. Thus, if one wants to use faith by way of reception, then faith is not enough for him. This means that at that time he has doubts in the faith. The reason is that reception is not the truth. Meaning, in fact, one has nothing from the work. Only the Creator will have from his work. Therefore, one's doubts are true. In other words, these alien thoughts that surface in one's mind are true arguments. However, if one wants to use faith to walk in ways of bestowal, he will certainly have no doubts in the faith. If one has doubts, one must know that he probably does not want to walk on a way of bestowal. Because for bestowal, faith is enough. First of all, I'm asking you to please do it in a way that what you hear in your earphones would be convenient for the others, would be comfortable for others. I can hear it from there, and it disturbs me. It's very disturbing. So, please. What does Baal HaSulam say here? The most important is to only want to bestow. We are with you in a single state. Which is the field of information of the quality of bestowal. Meaning, only one thing exists, a field, like a force field, but this force is the force of bestowal. This is how it is revealed to us. Within this force of bestowal, There are other elements that we don't attain, an abstract form, an essence that we don't know what they are. What we attain, Kabbalists tell us, we attain a field of force, which is the force of bestowal. The quality of this force is bestowal. And we, in order to exist in this field in an independent way, we were created from the opposite force, the force of reception. The force of reception. If each and every one of us, as we know ourselves, feels whatever he feels without changing himself, then he feels a reality within this field that is called, this reality is called this world. This is what each and every one of us individually can absorb into himself, and in such a way one lives. It is an imaginary reality. Why is it called an imaginary world? Because we don't really feel what is outside of us, but rather as if we are unconscious and all kinds of fluids and whatever takes place within me, it's like within a dream. This is what I perceive. Within this dream, we develop. We come closer and closer and closer to awareness, to awakening from the dream. This process is our entire evolution, our entire history. How can we feel the reality which is outside of us, the true reality where we exist inside of this field of the upper force that is sustaining us, that created us, that is affecting us and constantly developing us in order to bring us to identifying with it? There are two ways. One way is called the way of suffering, meaning whether we want to or not, through our development, through the influence of this field over us, we will nevertheless reach wanting to know him, the one who manages us, the one who develops us, the one who is influencing us, governing us. Why? Because the suffering that we feel would force us to come to know the reason. Why do we suffer? We suffer because of him. Because that's the way that he is influencing us. And then we will have to know him, to come closer to him. Maybe we can change his providence over us. And then we discover, as the Kabbalists discovered, the first Kabbalists, they discovered it through suffering. They discovered that this field, this force that is affecting us, wants us to be like him. And in such a way that we will connect together. It's the law, it's called the law of equivalence of form. What for? Because then we're in a state which is like him, perfect, eternal, complete, and along with that, we remain independent. It's not that we are in him and he governs us, and then it's as though we don't exist, if it's complete domination on his behalf. Rather, as we develop, we also develop in the opposite manner, meaning as much as we grow in our opposite force from that field of bestowal, and we have to work on ourselves to be similar to him. When we want to advance on a path that is not the path of suffering, but rather through the light, through this field, so that it would influence in a good way, we discover a simple law that in order to remain independent, then all the changes that come our way, we have to demand them of him, of that field. And then if I demand, and he, then that field does it, there's no problem. I remain independent, along with the fact that I'm resembling him, I'm similar to him, because of my invitation, against my desire, I've asked him to change me. So it turns out that I, through my development, become integrated, incorporated of two forces. A force that is against this field, because it is all bestowal and I'm all reception. And along with that, on top of my force of reception, I compose a form of bestowal. And in such a way, I'm composed of two forces. I have the force of reception on the inside, the brutal desire, it just wants to receive, take everything for myself. And on top of it, I clothe the opposite form, the force of bestowal, love. If I want to do it this way, how will I know how to ask for the force of bestowal? What is the force of bestowal? I don't know. Whatever seems to me will always be in my force of bestowal, sorry, in my force of reception, and that doesn't work. By that I cannot demand any changes. Because through my nature, whatever I will ask for will always be reception. Deceptive, concealed, it doesn't matter, but it will always be reception. So how can I ask for that field to influence me and to truly give me the force of bestowal, that it would begin to be revealed in me, like the force of reception, so that I would have two of them, both of them, that are opposite one another. For that, we were given a special type of existence, that we feel ourselves in a world that is full of people like us. And if we want to attain a desire towards bestowal, a request for bestowal, then I can connect with even a single person. The minimum of the majority is two. But it's better, they say, to have at least 10, because that's a complete number, a whole number. And then I, to the extent that I want to unite with them in order to achieve the desire to bestow, as he tells us here, that the most important is to want only to bestow, that's the name of the article, then I have to start connecting with them. How to connect? And that's also what the Kabbalists who discovered the system told me. That I have to sit with them, drink, eat, study. And mainly is the intention. What do I want to achieve through all these different actions that I do with them? That my entire intention, and I must not forget about it, would be in order to attain a desire towards bestowal. The most important is to want only to bestow. And then, as I work with them, with those people who also want the same thing, suddenly we feel, well, we are together in a single group. There's somebody who's teaching us. We don't quite know how we got into that. But, yeah, as if by chance, that field, like electrical charges or electromagnetic charges, it brings its different pieces to a place of balance. Similarly, that's how we got there. As Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the Tas, that the Creator brings a person to a place, to a group, and says, take it. Here is your choice. And the choice is only to strengthen with the friends and to want to bestow, not the desire itself. We can't achieve the desire itself. The will to bestow, that's the Creator. But to want such a desire, we have to achieve that amongst us. And then, according to the extent of my need, that I want to have that will to bestow, according to the urgency, the necessity, I feel in my heart that I lack it, that I need it. I do want to be in bestowal. Why? I myself don't know. This is how it becomes after a while. It takes a long time, 5 years, maybe 10 years. This is what we were given this life for. And then, in man's heart, a desire and a need for the quality of bestowal forms. And according to the necessity, the urgency that we have within our hearts, and it's all forces, it's all simple physics, according to the tension, the voltage that I have in my heart to reach bestowal, that field of bestowal operates on me. And then we draw closer. I, according to my desire for it, and it, according to the force of bestowal, comes closer to me until we start feeling one another. And then, accordingly, I take upon a change in me. That this other force also forms in me. In addition to the natural force of reception, I also get a force of bestowal. And then I take on that form of the will to receive on the inside and the will to bestow on the outside. This is actually the form of Adam, resembling the Creator, Domela Boe, because he is only resembling the Creator. His matter, the will to receive, remains. That's the matter of creation. And on the outside, since he wants to bestow, that's his clothing, his wrapping. This is how we acquire the will towards bestowal. Well, the desire for the desire to bestow. And when this desire reaches a certain tension in the heart, then the field affects me, and then it influences me through induction, the way that a field affects everything that is within it, and then it inserts in me that force of bestowal. This is how we reach that. What do I then feel? According to the force of bestowal that clothes in me, I become the sense or the sensor for that field. Let's say that I received within me 10 grams of the desire to bestow. So with these 10 grams of the desire to bestow, first of all, I'm born, meaning I start feeling that field that is around me. I begin to sense that I'm in it. I begin to sense its qualities, its attitude towards me and my attitude towards him. I enter a different level in addition to our corporeal level and the way we feel it now. I also enter this field at a new level of connection, which is called the spiritual level or the spiritual world. And in such a way, we attain the Creator. What happens then? This field that I begin to perceive has all the information about the past, present, and future, about anything that happens to me and the whole world, how we're capable of or able, those who are in touch with this field, they start to understand how to correctly interconnect, how to ask for the right things. Meaning, we are in the flow of a huge information of that is filling up all of reality. And then according to that, we begin to study, to learn, who is the Creator? What is that field? How can we connect? How can we control this entire state? And in such a way, a person gets to that a degree and he rises higher and higher in the spiritual world. And all of that is only out of the will to bestow that he received from that field into himself. That will to bestow that we can receive, there is a condition that comes with it, that we will want to bestow. Who wants it? So there are people who have a point in the heart, as we call it, a little bit of a charge, and then they yearn towards that field because they are part of it. They have something in them. It's called a part of the Creator from above. And then they yearn. And others, the others can't yearn for that. They are like those early Kabbalists who discovered this field through suffering, through troubles. That they receive blows, they don't know why and what for, they're poor, they suffer, while we suffer, while we even live. Well, they don't know. And then, when this state, as it cooks more and more, we reach a point, as we are now in, a unique point in history. Where the entire path of suffering of the whole world has pretty much been disclosed. And great masses, well, certainly maybe not all of the 7 billion people, but many now ask, why do we live for? What is the point in life? Why do we suffer? And this question that comes from them cannot get an answer. And also, their suffering, they don't know how to aim it, where to, because other than this world, they don't know about anything, they don't feel anything. And then those people who have the point in the heart, they're obligated to be towards those who don't have the point in the heart, like the Creator towards the creature. The way the Creator is towards us, we have to be towards them. Because we can connect them through us to that field. This is our role. Baal HaSulam talks about it in the essay of the Arvut. Therefore, we see that we receive the awakening towards the upper force and the others would receive an awakening towards us. They would receive it. And this is our work. Meaning, the most important is to want only to bestow in an aware manner, conscious manner. We're capable of that because we were given a part, a spark of that field. And then through this spark we can aim ourselves to be drawn towards that field, to discover it. If we connect our sparks, then we reach a state where we are able to demand of him the force of bestowal, whereas all the other human beings are incapable of that, and they have to receive guidance from us. This is actually an explanation out of many explanations that we can give for this essay. The most important is to want only to bestow. Questions?
אני שומע מכאן?
Или возможно продвигаться в радости?
The question is whether we can advance happily. If a person is inside of his ego, inside of his will to receive, then certainly he's unable to be happy because he only feels suffering. If he rises above his ego, where he doesn't feel what happens in his ego, but rather he feels he lives in a higher degree, he identifies with the form of bestowal, with the world that is outside of him, then he can be in joy all the time. So much so that he doesn't even feel what is happening with his body. The body could be alive or dead. The person no longer feels that he's associated with it. As now we all feel that we are identified with our bodies, we can start developing to such an extent that we will draw further and further and further away from it, so much so that I don't feel that I belong to it. I as if fly above it. And it's truly this way. Because if I identify with the quality of bestowal, then I'm in it. And this is really the key to advancing in happiness. If I'm included, integrated with the environment, if I, along with everyone, organize a single force of the group, where this force is not egoistical, but rather all of our sparks, we connect them above our ego. Our ego, we give it the value of below, down below, and the sparks that we have, we raise them and we give them a higher appreciation, a higher value. Then it turns out that I live inside of these sparks, and we connect them. They become a single great force of the group. And also, beyond that, by that we develop the force of mutual bestowal, meaning by that we can demand the force of bestowal from the field, from the Creator. And then we are constantly immersed in happiness. It all depends on how a person aims himself towards the group and how the group aims itself towards the Creator, towards that field of bestowal and love. It only depends on that. We have to detach from the I and rise to the degree of we. And then everyone would always be in happiness. It's not simple. People would always fall and rise again, fall and rise again. That's the path. Because each time a greater ego will receive is added so that they would grow stronger and would interconnect with greater strength to the field, connect to the field of bestow. But this is how we advance. If a person identifies with the goal, then everything that comes along the way, he receives it happily because he understands that this is just a means for reaching the goal. If a person is immersed in his belly, certainly he would always have a sour face and a bad life. And he would always be criticizing and would have complaints towards everyone. The group, the friends, the creator, the teacher, everything is wrong. It depends on how a person orients himself.
Field. When I'm at a congress or with a, when I'm with a different group, I find it much easier to be a receptor in the field. How do we, in the group, when we're sitting here in the lesson every night and we're working together every day, become better receptors in the field? Yeah. When I'm at a congress or with I'm with another group, I find it much easier to be a receptor in the field. When I'm doing the work in the group here, I find it much harder to be a receptor in the field. How can we, in the group, when we're sitting here every day together, become better receptors in the field?
I can't recommend anything except for what you've heard already many times. This is the path. The path is hard. If we are inside of our egos and we want to reach all kinds of different arrangements between us, meaning if we want to solve the problems at the egoistical plane, we would always have arguments, we would always have disagreements. And this is how it's going to be all the time. Nothing's going to help. If we rise above our ego in order to be united, and if we accept all the arguments that we have, all the frictions, only as an invitation to connect, as help against him, then we are in joy, we have a force, we have an uplifting, and we're able to do it. And if we are unable, then we have whom to ask from. Then we reach the request, the prayer. Otherwise, we don't reach that. And not just a prayer, but the prayer of the many, where I pray for the whole group and not for myself, which doesn't help. Only to the contrary, it pushes us away from each other. It pushes us to the way of suffering. Who here prays for the group? So therefore, we have to understand, as we are now, I don't want to hear the phones. as we now come out, want to come out to the people, to the nation, what do we say on the round tables? We say, we are now around the round table. There are no fights. We do not agree to be in all kinds of different arguments, the disagreements. You're right, he's right, he's more, you're less, and with so many percents. It's not a Congress here, it's not the government, we're not in a committee. Here, people come in order to establish a new connection without which humanity will be lost. And this is possible only if we let go of all the arguments between us and we rise to a new level, to a connection. On all transgressions done below, love covers up here. And we don't talk about the transgressions. We don't talk about them. No, they don't exist, as if they don't exist. And then we build this umbrella. This is how we want to come to the round tables, to the wide masses. How will we be able to come to them if we don't know how to do the same thing in the group? What will we come with? Maybe it's too early for us to come out. If we haven't gone on our flesh through such a connection, then how can we be in it? How can we come out to them? What can we teach them? Meaning, we have to accept the opportunity to connect specifically because we see all of the different frictions and arguments and rejections that we have between us. That it is the same field that is affecting us in such a way. It awakens us in such a way that it incites us, that through that we would merit that the one who makes peace in the heavens would make peace over us. That the same field would affect us not through its negative pole, but rather through its positive pole. The other way around. On the one hand, it can, like any field, like a magnetic field, it can affect us through the minus. It can also affect us through the plus, or south, or the north pole. That's how it is. And it all depends on our direction, on our intention. Please.
Is about the field and the group. My brothers and I have been doing this workshop and we have been successful in attaining the upper field.
האחים שלי ואני אנחנו עושים את הסדנאות האלה ואנחנו מסקסקים בלהשיג את השדה הזה.
My question to you is this.
השאלה שלי היא כך.
You have told us to enter the center of the group.
אמרת לנו להיכנס למרכז הקבוצה.
And in the center of this group I'm working with, we're working together, is the desire to bestow to the Creator.
ושם אנחנו עובדים יחד לרצות להשפיע על הבורא.
Some of my brothers and sisters said we can't come to New York, so I said, okay, I will carry you with my intention.
כמה חברים אמרו שלא יוכלו להגיע לניו יורק, אז אמרתי שאני אקח אתכם איתי בכוונה.
Now my question is, how does one coordinate their individual desire and intention for the group with the group intention?
איך אפשר להביא את הרצונות שלהם בקואורדינציה עם כל הרצונות של הקבוצה?
Because I don't want to impose my intention on the group.
כי אני לא רוצה להכפיא את הרצון, את הכוונה שלי על הקבוצה.
Usually you do that without even talking. only through the intention. If we know that we constantly have to be in unity and to overcome all obstacles, both the collective ones within the group and also the individual ones of each and every one, then we have no problem with our intentions. We simply have to only constantly care for that. If we study, at the time of the study, we go back to the intention. And later, several times a day, when I have the opportunity, I hear some recordings, or I read a blog, or I do something else. I remind myself to go back to that intention of connecting, and to also care that all my friends will be in the connection. Because if we will have a strong shared kli, then we, through that, will reach the revelation of the Creator. And if we don't have a shared kli, we won't get there. It's very simple. There is a condition. We forget about this condition, we let go of it, and we cry out, where is it? How come I don't have it? But did you do what is up to you? You don't have a desire. This condition simply says that it's not like the Creator or that field feels like demanding something out of you. You'll pay in one place, you'll receive something in a different place, like in a store. There's no such thing. Rather, what is demanded of you is a desire, a deficiency for that quality, that then you would be able to discover it. It is around you. This field, we're in it. But you can't discover it because you don't lack it. You don't lack it. So what are you crying over? You don't even know what the quality of bestowal means that you cry about. About this field, about this quality. So what can you cry over? You're crying about something else, that you lack something here in your belly. If you lack the quality of bestowal, truly, you would have discovered from this field the quality of bestowal, because you're in this field. Only your charge, your deficiency to absorb it, to perceive it, is still weak. And maybe it's even turned in the wrong direction. Not in order to receive the quality of bestowal, rather you simply want to receive. How would you know that you want to be like this field in the quality of bestowal? By you trying to connect with others. Then you will see whether you truly want to connect with them or not, whether you truly need the quality of bestowal and love or not. If you don't do the work above the ego in a group in order to try and connect, then you don't receive the discernments. That are required in order to approach the field, the Creator, and demand of Him that force of correction. That's how it is. So work in a group comes before everything. This is why it is called from the love of the creatures to love of the Creator. This is why there was the breaking of the vessels, so that through working with the other vessels, we would be able to reach the deficiency for the quality of bestowal. And the main thing, the most important, is to want only to bestow.
My first question is, what must do a student who on one side see that he do everything he can?
What does a student do if he sees that on one hand he's doing everything he can in the group, and he's working in dissemination, doing everything he can, and on the other hand he sees that inside he sees that he's inside his pride and disregarding everything. And he sees that he's blocked. So what can he do? ask of his friends to help him, to support him, to pray for him. The prayer of the many is praying for the many, for someone. A person cannot pray for himself because that's egoistical, even though that I want the force of bestowal. Even that, it's egoistical. You want. So, if we are in a group, what I want is a single thing, to be in our voot for the others. That I want to be their guarantor, that they would attain all that they want, and in such a way reciprocally for one another. Otherwise, we don't have an equivalence with the field. You understand? We are in it as charges, as particles, let's say electrical particles within a magnetic field, and this field is pushing us away from one another instead of bringing us closer, because we want for ourselves. If it's for ourselves, then we are in rejection from this field. How will I reach equivalence with it? Towards something. For this, I have to connect with the friends. Then in me, there will be something that is similar to this field. Again, I say, we are with you in a world which is governed by physics, by physical laws. There is nothing here that is mysticism or something. These are clear laws, as you study in the TAS, those who study. And the other question?
Question number two.
My second question is concerning the mutual responsibility.
השאלה השנייה שלי לגבי הערבות ההדדית.
How is it possible to reach a state where we are able to talk about the ערבות, the mutual responsibility to people?
איך אפשר להגיע למצב שבו נדבר על הערבות ההדדית עם אנשים אחרים?
Like we speak of Kabbalah.
כמו שאנחנו מדברים על קבלה.
How it can become fluent inside us?
איך זה יכול להיות רגיל בנו?
אני יכול לספר.
I can tell you about Kabbalah without saying a single word of Kabbalah. Not a single word of Kabbalah. Because we also, this world, we can explain it this way or that way. It's simply depends on the vocabulary that you use, and no more. We're talking about the force of bestowal and the force of reception. So say, plus and minus, north and south, hatred and love. Always, everything divides into male and female. It doesn't matter. Everything always is divided into two. So don't say creator and creature. Say that there is this force that sustains, holds, the general force of nature that is holding, sustaining all of reality. And it is truly the one. It is truly one. And there are many scientists who say that. That nature is the one force that is holding within it all the other forces, all the other things that fill it up. And that's it. So it's possible to talk to people in a very simple manner. We have to learn that. And, yes?
But when I speak about Kabbalah, I don't have to think.
כשאני מדבר על קבלה, אני לא צריך לחשוב.
It's like I just plug, like I can plug.
כאילו אני מחבר משהו.
And then I just start. But when I speak about ערבות, I have to think. I do
שאני
lot of
רוצה לדבר על ערבות, אני צריך לחשוב.
It's
זה
not
הרבה
natural.
מאמץ. זה
Why?
לא טבעי. למה זה?
יפה מאוד.
Very nice. Now you're discovering that when you're speaking of Kabbalah, you're just talking. It's just words. Whereas if you're speaking about the word, using words of this world about arvut, love, hatred, proximity, rejection, separation, then you have to insert yourself. And now you realize that you're not in it. And then it really becomes hard. with words of Kabbalah, everything comes out smoothly. Shemot, Patsufim, Masach here, Masach there, restriction, reflected light, direct light, it's all very nice and well. You're playing like with a circus, you know, tossing the balls in the air. Similarly, one plays with the words, but these are just words. When you begin to attach them to his sensations, if I'm going to speak not in words of Kabbalah, but words of this world, then he sees that it doesn't catch on, it doesn't stick. And then there is a problem. What to do about it? To let go of the words of Kabbalah and transition to words that are closer to the heart, and then you would start feeling how much your heart does not agree with you. But don't run away. You have to do it in small doses. It's now happening to us. We're being pushed forward correctly. If we will go forward in the right pace, as the world is opening up for us, when we're receiving opportunities, not forcefully, but rather an opportunity to enter various connections with certain organizations, to hand out flyers, to create a website, do something else together, give some lecture maybe here and there, to write a newsletter maybe for some places that can receive that and so on. We need to use all the possibilities, and then we will see that the path is shown to us, is disclosed to us. Yes?
Learning that in order for us to request the force of bestowal, we would come to a realization that we are unable to connect amongst each other. And now with the introduction of this of the element of the masses, which is, as we learn, is the lower one.
Say that again?
Now with the introduction of the dissemination to the general public, we learn that our advancement depends on disseminating to them. How can we feel the, the man, the prayer of them, of the Lord, in order for us to request the force of bestowal?
Our advancement and the advancement of the whole world. We don't feel yet that there is a connection between the two. Gradually it will become revealed. It's also, this dependency is not yet revealed in us, that we depend on the whole world. Rather, it is revealed for the meanwhile with certain opportunities or seductions, enticements that we're given an opportunity to bestow upon the world and be revealed in such a way, so we're wise, we're great, we can tell them what they don't know, what they don't understand. We're so clever, unique. We're given, for the meanwhile, as babies are given to grow full various candies. But in truth, when we would enter it more and more, we would feel later that this is our obligation, that we have to. The baby is not only there in order to play with it, but also to care for it, to constantly care for it, and reach a state where caring for him is like playing with him. So because love turns work into the opposite of it, into a privilege. Therefore, the fact that we now enter the new era and the world begins to want to advance and it doesn't know which way, and from day to day they are in a more, in a worse, more critical sensation, in helplessness. For the meanwhile, this is help that we're receiving. We're being aided. And in fact, Kabbalists had much worse, much tougher periods where they saw nothing changing in the world and nothing seems to have to be coming out of their work. And this is how they and some left were left in this way. But we are receiving something that is unique. Yes.
Hello, Rav. After the workshop in New Jersey, I felt that there is much improvement, advancement, and what we feel. How can we increase that, the connection between us, for us to be able to go outward, to go outside, and really let that be felt by others? A couple that do not have children are truly suffering. Sometimes there's a connection between them that's left for life, that they decide that we'll support each other and we'll live, each one of us, for the sake of the other, will ease life up. But the truth is, what makes a family are children. We, if we take treating the world, we will become like parents who have a baby, and this will strengthen us. It'll give us all of the success that we're looking for. Therefore, we'll have to learn, change the method every time, improve it, upgrade it. We'll have to, each one of us, we'll have to be a lecturer, educator, organizer. And that's how we'll advance. Unless we take care of the others, we have no desire for spirituality. The Creator doesn't want us to advance for Him and for us, and certainly not for us, but what He wants is the vessels of the 7 billion. And so we have to work for them.
What actions can we do in the group in order to improve our connection to one another so that we would be able to truly intensify it?
What actions can we do in order to strengthen the...
Oh, the intention, the attention?
The attention. It's only on condition that you'll feel the need for it when either each will set an example for the others, where then each will become will feel shame before the others, or each will feel that he must listen to the others, because by that he starts feeling that some kind of an upper light comes to him from the friend, some kind of an upper inclination.
Sham.
Back there.
Во время трапезы вы сказали, что нам свыше дается столько продвижения.
On the meal, you said that we're being advanced to the extent to which the world is needy of us. So in this time that we have till the end of the 6,000 years, what's going to happen in that time?
In short, his question is, does the world have an opportunity to be in the corrected state?
How much time do we have left till the corrected state? No one can say. The prophets spoke about it a lot. They talked about it in a hidden fashion, in a concealed way. What does that mean? That they didn't know as well, because it's a part of free choice. Bala Sulam thought that from one day to the next we'll reach the final correction, because everything from above is ready. We're sure that it's about to happen. We have more and more promises from what we see in the world, but no one knows. It said that the world has 6,000 years, meaning we have something like 220 years left. Are these really the years during which we'll come to it for sure, in good or in bad? In good, we can really advance from one day to the next. No limitation on that. If we want to be corrected, immediately it activates that field, it works on us, and our deficiency operates it. There needn't be any good desire coming from the Creator, but it is enough for us to evoke His desire. We're really the one, it's up to us. But when will it happen? We don't know. But starting with the revelation of the upper world, the so-called spiritual birth, all the 125 degrees, we're still feeling this world. Throughout that whole time, the moment we reach a general correction where everyone's corrected, when we reach a connection among all the particular or private kelim, then our world is cancelled, because what we get is one general kli with the whole world to receive, where it is when its final part enters the will to bestow, then there is no part left and that does not have that. So this, the feeling of this world, which is the will to receive without a masach, disappears, and the only thing left is the upper world. And because all the kelim, they come together, then this upper world, what happens is the feeling of the upper world and the collective feeling of the upper world, called the state of ends of infinity. So there's no such state that you have both a final correction and you also keep on feeling this world. No point in it. Also, you don't have the vessels to feel this world because you've already corrected the final clean. So this reality completely disappears from what you feel. Yeah?
How to target the younger generation, because in the end, it's really them that matters. They're going to carry out what the future of
the world. Could
you repeat
that one more time?
How to influence the younger generation, because, yeah, I talk to an older person, they have their life, and
איך אפשר להשפיע על צעירים יותר? אנחנו רואים את המבוגרים, הם שקועים בחיים שלהם.
But they have their life, they won't really listen much. I want to target the younger generation, but they really don't care either, but I feel like they're more important.
המבוגרים שקועים בשלהם והצעירים
We have to influence everyone. In spirituality, there is no time, no age, and therefore it's forbidden for us to take the factor of age into consideration that we have to influence the younger generation, but there's no point in doing it for the older generation. Moses, for 40 years, he was in the house of Pharaoh, then 40 years in the house of Jethro, and the last 40 years, he ruled the nation. Rabbi Akiva, till the age of 40, he was an idolship. He was into idolatry. Then he studied for another 40 years, and then he taught. You can't say that the elder do not need the wisdom of Kabbalah, but only the younger ones do. It's completely wrong. You can't take upon yourself the responsibility as if you understand the path of every soul, the way that every soul has to go through. Now, in order to reach them, you have to reach each one of them in whatever is... whatever way is good for them. You have to bring up a child according to his own ways.
You said before that we follow the masses. The Kabbalists will only deliver to the world what the masses want.
אמרת לפני זה שאנחנו צריכים להביא לציבור מה ש...
with the state of the world.
Repeat the question one more time.
Oh, you said earlier about how it... So it's the Kabbalists can only it's very intrinsically linked to the world, to the state of the world.
רואים שהמקובלים מאוד קשורים למצב של העולם.
So today,
מה זה מצב של העולם? זה הכלי הכללי.
What do you mean by the state of the world? It is the collective kli that has to undergo the entire process until it reaches the final correction. What is this world disconnected from all the rest? Everything's corrected. It's already in the upper world. The vessels that are corrected, the souls that are corrected, they're no longer here. Whatever you still have to correct is still here. So, of course, the Kabbalists and all those souls that corrected themselves, they're all focused on, they're all concentrated in this world.
So, we deal with trying to accelerate time between us.
אנחנו מנסים לזרז את הזמן בינינו.
אז... can we accelerate time in the masses and accelerate the whole process from this?
האם אנחנו יכולים לזרז את הזמן הזה בציבור?
We will hasten time by ourselves connecting to the higher force and connecting to the rest of the public. We have to be in between. The adapter between the creator and the creatures. That's our role. It says about it in the Arvud article.
Hi, Rav. In my work, I meet a lot of people all day, and I'm wondering if conversations that you have with people about different things, and some people want to talk about spiritual matters. No. So I don't mention Kabbalistic terms, and I don't mention Kabbalah, but I talk about... what I'm asking is it possible to...
I don't talk about Kabbalah.
Possible to disseminate on an individual basis.
השאלה שלי בעצם האם אפשר
ודאי שאפשר.
Of course, it's possible to disseminate through individuals only or on an individual basis, but I do not recommend to do it at work. At work, you have to be like everyone else. my boss wouldn't want me to talk about it, and the workers there, they don't need to know about me having something to do with spirituality. I have to be like everyone. Don't be conspicuous. Not at your working place. Not in your working place, and not with your neighbors. Not with the people that you're necessarily connected with. It's your neighbors, working places, and even the relatives. Don't disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to them. Only those people that if you come to them, you have some point of contact with them. Disseminate to those people that you don't have any regular contact with.
Rav, in our work in the group, we're often in one of two states. Either we're too immersed in the daily life and we don't keep the conditions of the Arvut, or we go to the other extreme and we start investing, caring too much about what's about the spirituality, but we don't keep the necessary conditions for corporeality. So my question is, how do we build the middle line? We will truly advance and connect the two worlds.
It's not two worlds. First of all, don't call it that way. A person has to make sure that he makes a decent living, meaning that he can, you know, live. Doesn't have to have accessories, but for him to have a normal life. He can't let go of his work now, be like an angel, and that he feels that he only wants to study. Forbidden to do that. The Rabash did not accept a single student who was not, who did not have a job, who did not work. The primary condition, you're working, you're married. Back then, the conditions were much stricter than today. Starting tomorrow, you pay ma'asel, you're married, you work, you have a family, you have a home. Not your own, doesn't matter, you rent it. But if you have these conditions, then you can come and study. If you don't, go and first of all, settle your corporeal things, and then come back. A person who is not living in this normal state, he can't correct anything. He first of all has to meet those requirements that the Creator puts before us in this world.
Microphone.
Here in North America, we're beginning to prepare for roundtable events. Next week in Toronto, and then a few weeks after that, most likely in New York. All the groups have been preparing externally, training with the VU and the SAF.
רוב הקבוצות היו בהכנות חיצוניים, עבודה עם אביו ואסף.
At the same time, we understand that it's not what we say there, but it's that internal power that we bring to the event that's going to determine whether or not it's a success.
אנחנו מבינים שזה לא מה שנאמר, אלא איזה כוח פנימי נביא לאירוע שיכריע את השגשוג או לא.
So how do we best prepare ourselves internally to make sure that we start on the right foot with these events?
איך להכין את עצמנו פנימית שנוכל להתחיל ברגל נכונה עם האירועים האלה?
It's a good question. What can I tell you? We have many courses that we are now developing. Where is Mushi? He ran away. Ah. Maybe you can say a few words. Well, get up and say. Get up. You're standing before people. Respect the audience. I'm going to say it in Hebrew. Indeed, we now have almost 20 courses that we are about to develop. Both our college, Michlal Al-A'am, is now becoming the College of Integral Education instead of the Kabbalah College. So first of all, on Tuesday, we're going to start 10 meetings. This is the course for integral education. So each one of you, I know it's not so convenient for you, and maybe we'll do it on Sunday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Israeli time, which is Rav's virtual lesson on Sunday. That may be a more convenient time. These are 10 meetings. This is a general course where we would go through the experience together of what is this integral education, because in truth, we all studied Kabbalah, but we ourselves have not yet gone through this experience. How to take a person from, you know, off the street who never heard about us, and to take him through a course, not a lecture, not a roundtable, but truly a course, which is a process where he begins to feel that he's connected to the world, everything that we speak of. So first, we have to experience that ourselves. So we'll do that through 10 meetings. And later we can already approach, and we have all opportunities to approach workplaces, city halls, municipalities, hospitals, and pass the course, and give the course there. Also, we have a women's department who is now developing 4 courses specifically for women. Don't quite remember the names, but a woman with a family, a woman with herself, all kinds of internal problems that women have. So we have the 4 courses that they develop, the women. Of course, Gilad and Moshe Admoni, who engages in education, they are already working on a 3rd course, which is an educational course. This is for instructors, guides, those who really work in the educational system. Of course, it's also suitable for anyone who wants to be a teacher. There's also a course for parents. I think Asaf and Chaim Turki are giving you something. If not, it's going to be there soon. So parenthood, how to become parents, how to educate your children. Well, we have the leadership course, you know about that, the roundtables, etc. And there are many other courses like home economics, and other people are developing, Ronan and others. What we do want to do is have like a guidebook where every course that I now mentioned, in addition to us going through it, there would also be like this booklet that if I now want to give a roundtable, I have this guidebook, like an instruction book for all of these activities. So it's hard for me to say something now because really everything is under development now. We don't have something ready yet. Whatever we have, we immediately give it to you. We pass it on. So maybe, Rob, maybe we should ask them how it's convenient for them to go through these courses. We're now deliberating. I understand that there is this form that we can do it through the internet. There is a form where we can actually come for one day, as of you and Asaf were here. Come here for a day or two and then kind of to compress the whole thing, because you understand that every course may be 20 or 30 hours. Of work, maybe you can compress it. The question is, you know, how much you're going to be able to absorb. Maybe we can compress it in 2-3 days and take you through it. Because really, if we do it once a week or an hour or two in a week, then it takes 3 months. So that is also problematic. Some of these things we can do it from the internet, but maybe others not. So we're also deliberating, how can we send it to the whole world? Also Russia and Europe, the many countries in Europe. How can we send all of them? Can we send a Safa view everywhere? And we also want them to train more and more people. So we're not exactly sure how to do it. And according to the report that we received, it's clear for us that with a single day or 2 days, it's very good for everybody to come together and go through it. It's really also like a convention. Maybe there are other forms, so you guys should recommend it to us.
Moshe, is it possible maybe to do some DVD that people will take, or I don't know, make them online and you just connect and you can see in 1 week 20 hours?
Moshe, למה לא לעשות את זה ב-DVD או בקליפים באינטרנט שאפשר פשוט לראות?
ודאי שזה יהיה.
Of course it's going to be that way.
You say one every Sunday is going to take like 3 months and we don't have time.
אחרת אם נעשה את זה רק שעה, זה יכול לקחת 3 חודשים.
Nonetheless, it's going to take time. You have to realize that first we have to write down those things as a sort of a script, and then to give it to people, to shoot it, video, make a video, like a movie, and go with all technology, all the inspection, censorship, etc. Then to translate it to various languages and adapt it to other foreign audiences. You know how the French are, let's say, compared to the Americans. Maybe it should be in a completely different style. Who knows? And all of those things demand a lot of attention, of time. And we don't have, an abundance of creative people. Somebody who knows how to do something that's good, you know, out of 100, maybe only one or two people are like that. So it's not simple. But we will try to do it as quickly as possible. Nonetheless, we do have many new books coming out now. If you enter the web, you'll see how many courses we have that are now being translated. We're doing the best we can. Yes?
No.
Because we have what we can see in this moment, and I work with Yaakov Sabal, we can see that people are starting to take our message and use it without the inner force. So maybe it's a danger.
אני עובד עם יעקב סבל. האם זה אולי סכנה?
No, there's no danger there. Many people nowadays understand our message at their degree, each one at his degree. We need to realize that we can't stop them. And we don't want to shut them in, even though we could have, maybe. It's not worthwhile. The more the word is incorporated, integrated with these ideas, they get used to it, even though it is passed through all kinds of people, even those that have various interests, it doesn't matter. Give it to everyone, open it up for everyone. And the fact that that it's being passed on to the world by people who don't have a place in spirituality, don't worry about it. Unfortunately, they cannot succeed. And I'm saying unfortunately because I don't want to be the only one who succeeds. I would have been happier if the whole world would have succeeded. And that's it. What do I need this work and concern for? But they won't be able to succeed. Only us, because we are connected to the light that reforms. But when the fact that everyone would talk about connection as something necessary, that's excellent. Then they'll discover that the realization of this connection can only be through our method. Only if we are sitting at the head of the round table, at the head of the connection, at the head of the workshop, only then it succeeds. People are going to discover that very quickly. Don't be afraid of it. You'll have plenty of work with the public. And as much as others are speaking about it, they can speak about it even more. About the correction, about the connection. It's good for them to talk about it. It has to become familiar, according to, you know, just the words, to everyone. Rav, continuing what Mushi said now, when Afi and Asaf were here, it was very successful, very intensive, 12 hours a day, but there were 100 people here from all the groups all around the area, and they really managed to go through it, and it was fun, it was a great experience, and in the fact it was so intensive, it was very successful. Every Sunday we have 2.5 hours with Asaf. It was Asaf and Avigdor this week about economy, it was the week before about integral education. So this is working. Maybe we can combine the two things. It really helps us. And if we can, maybe somebody send somebody here once a month or as much as we can, but send a team like Asaf and Avigdor each time on a different topic, that will give us both the intensity of studying together along with the virtual studying in between. It works well together. If they're going to ask me, I'll say no. And I'll tell you why. Until it becomes necessary for you, until you will know what you need it for, until you would truly come out to the streets and you'll build the audiences, you'll build the future round tables where you already know what for and why. Why just to come here and spend money and time and energy? You guys should do the work of preparation. If you do that work of preparation, it will be really be clear. Like, let's say in Toronto. It's a shame that they didn't go to Toronto. Why should they come to New York? Why are you guys better? Toronto are now organizing roundtables, and indeed they need the knowledge that Asaf and Aviv could have brought them. You understand? That's the point. If you guys would work, then we will help. And if not, not. Very simple. So you guys have the ball. It's in your hands. And as for Toronto, I spoke to Asaf and Aviv yesterday, and I told them that if necessary, they should simply get, you know, buy the tickets, or at least Asaf by himself, and he should just hop over there. Those who start working, we have to help them. How did Rabash say? When a person yells that he has a big bag, a big sack that he's carrying on his back, then you immediately run and help him. If he just says, "Well, help me, you know, load the bag, the sack, the bag on my, put it on my back," then people just pass him by and they don't help him. So you only give, you really have to give help in a state where a person has to receive this help. So don't wait for us to just, you know, for them to come here once a month just like that. I'm not going to allow it. Only if you work, and if you will establish a date, let's say, for some future event, then it would be worthwhile. This is how it is in nature. As the Creator behaves with us, I have no choice, and this is how I'm going to behave with you. Only according to necessity. Anything else?
Rav, we're very excited about Avut, mutual responsibility. We are very excited about the mutual responsibility. We are able to pass the books around and not being too worried about people looking at us funny. Alright, so I have a bit of a sensitive question here. I can ask it now and I can ask it later, but I have to ask it.
יש לי שאלה קצת רגישה. אתה רוצה לדעת אם כדאי לשאול את זה עכשיו או אחר כך?
תשאל, מה
הבעיה? Okay.
Go ahead, yes.
We're talking about mutual responsibility, and people I have known, for example, for me, for a long time, and so they can relate it to Kabbalah a little bit. Say it one more time. The area I'm in is predominantly African American in Baltimore and in Washington D.C.
האזור שאני נמצא בו זה אזור של הרבה שהוא גר בו של הרבה שחורים
Okay. So now what? They've heard news from Israel that the government Bibi Netanyahu is asking the Africans to leave.
הם שומעים עכשיו חדשות שביבי נתניהו מבקש מאנשים לעזוב, אנשים מאפריקה.
And they've heard that
I don't understand. Why is this related to Kabbalah? Or more precisely, to Arvut?
Talking about mutual responsibility, and they've heard that we agree with such a stand.
How is mutual responsibility related to Israel?
תתרגם לו את זה, הוא לא מבין.
Translated to him, he doesn't understand. I'm
הם מקשרים את הסיטואציה שקורית בארץ כרגע עם
They are connecting the situation in Israel with the driving out of the African people from Israel. How is it related to this, to dissemination of... No, not Kabbalah, no Kabbalah. Is he disseminating Kabbalah to them? What's the connection
Because
between mutual responsibility
mutual
and what's happening in Israel right now?
They're saying that if it's mutual responsibility, how come Bnei Baruch is agreeing with the deportation of Africans?
אני לא מבין מה שאלים לבני ברוך.
כן, שואלים איך בני ברוך מסכים עם זה.
How is Bnei Baruch related? What does it have to do with Bnei Baruch? How do they know about Bnei Baruch? Who is connecting those two things? Who is connecting your dissemination of mutual responsibility with Bnei Baruch, with Israel, the land of Israel, with Torah, with Kabbalah? How can it be? What kind of dissemination are you doing, which is corrupted, which is flawed?
People who were around me who listened to a lesson, and Leo in Israel asked about the Bnei Baruch stand on the deportation of Africans.
I don't understand how this has to do with our dissemination here, disseminating our vut. How come it's connected? But why is he telling me that this stands in his way of disseminating? What kind of corruption does he have? What kind of flaw does he have in his dissemination that he is saying that Arvut has to do with Israel or Kabbalah or anything?
Responsibility, why do we agree with the kicking out of people from a country? So what do I tell them? I tell them that Israel is a place for people to correct themselves, not for economic reasons. That's not why anyone should move to Israel.
He's saying that they connected. Who connects it? The people that he's in touch with them. He shouldn't speak nonsense like that. Nobody knows that Arvut has to do with Kabbalah and Arvut has to do with Israel and all of that. He shouldn't speak nonsense. Translate my words to him. I don't enter politics, therefore I want to answer his question. And the fact that his dissemination is flawed, I can see that, and he shouldn't even open up his mouth, such a person.
A person who doesn't know how to speak correctly about Arvut, that it's belong to the whole world and have nothing to do with the Kabbalah in Israel, if he doesn't know how to explain it in such way, if he suddenly speaks of all kind of nonsense, that and truly it has nothing to do with Israel, it relates to the whole world. So such person is forbidden to even talk about it. Did he receive a permission to talk about it or not? I'm asking.
No, Rav, I'm talking about...
Does a person who goes out to the street and speak to others, is doing it with your permission or not? I'm asking. This group, is this how it is organized or not? Because in Israel there is a censorship department and all such of systems that you don't just go and have anyone who feel like just go and open up his mouth. Don't twist things around. Translate it to him, please. That's it. Don't twist my mind around it. I don't want to hear about such dissemination. I don't care blacks, Africa, whatever. I care about him talking about the connection between Arvut and Israel and Arvut and Kabbalah. This is the problem. That's it. And what that has to do with the illegal migrants from Sudan and things like that, this is politics which I'm not entering into and I have no intention to. I know how to explain about upper worlds and I don't get into politics. I have nothing to do with it.
It's them, the public that asked me. They said, okay, you're talking about mutual responsibility.
Look, I'm telling you, I don't want to hear any more about this style of dissemination, period. And it's really regrettable to hear that there's no rule here, that only those who know how to speak correctly can open up their mouth.
Rav, I wanted to ask a question back to the reading, if that's okay.
רציתי לשאול עוד פעם שאלות על מה שקראנו?
When I spoke about dissemination, say with the same people like Ian Rudniv, people who are going out to the street to hand out flyers, I spoke and explained to them and until they understand how should they go out without Kabbalah, without Israel, nothing to do with the Jews, nothing, no connection to it, has no connection to Bnei Baruch and to our sites, nothing. And then they go out and succeed. And no other form, I do not want to hear about any other form. And you better off disperse this whole place and nothing will come out of it if you're not working in the right manner as we instruct. We are not a Berg's Kabbalah Center. That's it. This is one thing. The second thing is I don't understand why it even asks me about the intention of the government to deport those who came illegally to Israel. What do I care? Why does he ask me? That's also is not clear. About this world, all kind of problems of this world. Guys, come on. Where are we? No one ever asked me about such things. It's like coming to me and say, tell me, what shares should I invest in the stock market? Yes.
So, Rob, my question is back to our discussion about the reading. You had mentioned that in the group we reach a state where we live above ourselves.
דיברת על זה שבקבוצה אנחנו מגיעים למצב שאנחנו מתעלים מעל עצמנו.
And during the Congress in New Jersey, it was easy to feel that.
בכנס שהיה בניו ג'רזי זה היה קל להרגיש את זה.
And even after the Congress, it still continued.
וזה גם המשיך אחרי הכנס.
Now, during the workshops on Sunday is really the only time that, for myself anyway, that I find that I'm able to stay above myself. How do we hold on to that connection
after the workshops?
So why can't you be in a workshop all the time? Yes, yes, constantly in a workshop. Why not?
I wish I could, but again, as you said, we have to live in our everyday lives as well.
What are you doing during the workshop? Tell me, what is it that you are doing during the workshop? What is special about the workshop time?
We sit with our group and, you know, we discuss the...
Not discussing, you are raising above... all the disagreements above everything. You want to connect with everyone. You are ascending. Why can't you be in such ascent during the whole day? What stops you?
That's my question to you. How do we do that?
You see what question he asks? Well, listen, learn from him. Good. It will be all right. There are a few reasons here. Why can't we be in the same state as in the workshop constantly? A, the first reason, there's no avud between us. Had there been mutual guarantee, avud between us, so that you are caring about me and I'm caring about you, we're thinking about him, about you. By the way, had you thought that someone from the group might err and mistaken and speak like that in the street as he is telling us now, he wouldn't have been saying those things. The force of avut would have held him. He wouldn't have spoken about the fact that it belonged to Kabbalah and all those things. So he wouldn't know exactly what to guard, but he would say only the right things because you would have held him. Just by your concern, even though you don't quite understand all these intricacies, all these fine details, nevertheless, no one would have been mistaken. This is how it is arranged. Should you equalize with this general field, it would have influenced all of you in such a way that no one would have been mistaken. Everyone would be advancing correctly and straightforward. So what we are lacking in order to constantly be in the sensation, not in the workshop, in that exalted sensation, is the general force, because you constantly fall and ascend, fall and ascend, and the force of the group straighten you up. You're hardly feeling then all kind of falls, and then you attain the higher degree. From the higher degree you continue and searching for a higher degree, then the desire to receive, a greater desire to receive is revealed, and you raise above it. No problem. It's like with a current maintaining the current. Once go minus, once go plus. But in general, the main thing is that we are in a chibur called avut, in match with that field. The Creator holds you up truly like in His arms. Hence, we are, we have to move to the workshop. We have to go out for a few minutes or immediately? As we are. Right, so during the song we will arrange the seats and we are moving to the workshop, right? What song? But something...
Spiritual.